Welcome back to another episode of the Self-Love Sister Podcast. Thanks for tuning in. Kind of late here in Chicagoland, 8:30. I know that's probably not late for y'all, but it's late for me. I worked all day, just went back to work in person, but pretty much doing everything I could do from home, just inside of a classroom by myself, which is, you know, silly, but whatever. We gotta live, right? So I just want to come on here and chat with you guys for a bit about validating yourself and the importance of validating yourself and who you are. When we speak and when we say things and we express ourselves, make sure that you are speaking for you. Make sure that at the end of that conversation, you are not looking for someone to have a certain reaction. I'm the queen of that. Like, I am the queen of saying certain things. And of course, sometimes you do. Like, if I tell my daughter something, I'm looking for her to, like, follow through with a command, something like that. We're not talking about that. I mean, like, mainly, like, let's look at friendships or relationships. Like, sometimes you have to express yourself purely because it's what you need to do in that moment and you need to do it for you. Do not place so much weight on their response. Why? You know, why? Because their response has everything to do with them and where they are in their growth, in their healing journey, like where they're at mentally, and it has very little to do with you. So people's behavior is a direct reflection of them, right? So you don't have the power to control anybody with your words. I'm the queen of talking a situation to death. Like, it's something I still have to actively work on. Like, especially in relationships, like, I have an anxious attachment style. And there's often times where I just have to disconnect. Like, all right, I'm not going to talk about that anymore. Okay, I expressed how I felt. I'm going to leave it there. And don't attach any weight to how the person responds. So I'll give you an example. Like, I had a conversation with my ex a couple weeks ago, and nothing came, like, my friends naturally were like, what came out of it? You know, how did it end? And my response was, nothing came out of it. You know what I mean? Like, I got to say what I needed to say. I expressed myself and I feel good about it. And I feel like I had closure. You know what I mean? And I feel like whether he understood the gravity of my words or took anything from it or learned anything, it doesn't really matter. Would it have been nice if he had some sort of acknowledgement and was like, oh, you know what? That's a good point. Of course. But at the end of the day, his response or lack thereof did not take away from what I felt. It doesn't take away from what I know to be true in my heart about my feelings and about the things that happen. And we've been broken up for some months now. But I still thought it was important for me to say what I wanted to say. And for some people, that's not necessary, right? It's like, well, why say anything? It's not going to change anything. But it changed a lot for me. And so understand that your words have value, because they're valuable to you. And I look at it from even like a spiritual standpoint. If I can pray and approach like the sovereign of the universe, like, I don't know what your beliefs are as a listener, but like for me, if I can approach the sovereign of the universe and tell them how I feel, then who are you? You're just a person. Surely I can tell you how I feel. You're no more important or better than me. Now, the delivery is everything, right? So that's always been my struggle, because I'm direct and I tend to like say things very directly, and that can come off very rude, callous, or like I just don't care. And it's not that I don't care. It's just that like sometimes I'm just like, let's just get into it. You know what I mean? And sometimes you need to approach things with a little more softness and a little more finesse, which of course I'm learning the older I get, that there's so much value in knowing how to talk to people and approach situation so that you have a positive outcome and so that you are more well received, because you want to speak your mind, but you also don't want to be abrasive or rude or disrespectful to someone else's feelings.
And you also need to go into it understanding is while your narrative is valid, they're going to have a completely different narrative. They're going to have a completely, not always, but a lot of times they're seeing the situation. They're seeing you. They're seeing your actions. They're seeing your intentions under a different lens. And I've had situations before where no matter how many times I'm like, yo, this is not what I meant. You're misunderstanding me. You're not understanding what I'm doing. You just got to be comfortable being misunderstood. And I know it's hard because I feel like that was my marriage. You know what I mean? Like, I felt so misunderstood for so much of my relationship. And a lot of it was just, you know, the compatibility, just not compatible. We didn't speak the same love language. We couldn't get on the same page. And that's okay. Like, that is okay. Like, be comfortable being misunderstood. Because you can waste so much time, I've done it, and so much energy trying to change someone's mind about you, trying to impact the outcome, and you just can't. You know, you can't. So do your part. Be kind, be open, be vulnerable, like, but stay true to who you are. Because when you give your power away and you allow other people's opinions to impact your self-worth of your words, of your thoughts, of your feelings, then they hold all the cards. And now you're questioning yourself and your self-esteem is low and you're full of self-doubt. So while we always have to be humble, of course, but we also have to understand that, like, we matter. Like, you matter. Your words matter. Your feelings matter. Your thoughts matter. And it's not contingent upon how someone reacts to that. And it's not contingent upon them reacting or changing their trajectory off of something that you said. Because what I found in my relationships is that it didn't change anything. It didn't. Like, I love words, right? I'm a writer. I can write you a love song. I can write you a letter. I can blog about you. I can podcast about you. It is not going to change where you are in your journey and the person that you are. It's just not going to change it. And it's a sobering thought. And I don't say that to be negative or to say that people can't change, because I truly believe that people can change. I believe that anyone can turn around at any point in time and adjust. I'm all about change. I'm all about growth. So that's the importance of speaking your piece, because you might spark someone to change. I don't want to sound negative or pessimistic, like, you can't change, you know what I mean? But ultimately, you can't change them. Remember that people can change, but it's because they want to. People can make different choices and change their trajectory and alter their path because they want to. And your words may spark that, but understand that ultimately, that decision is theirs and theirs alone. So don't feel like you are not valuable or you are not worthy or, oh, I should have said this or, oh, I should have done that. No, no. Your job, your role was to show up, be honest, be open, and make adjustments when necessary. But most importantly, like, be true to you. Be true to who you are. Like, as a codependent person, I'm not codependent anymore because I can definitely be alone, but like, I was always trying to people please and earn love and seek approval, and it damaged me in more ways than one. And I lost myself and I didn't value myself and I didn't love myself. So now when I engage in relationships, even friendships, I don't mean to come off callous, but like, I'm okay. Like, if somebody decides like they not for me, or they pull back, or they don't want to associate with me, and they want, I'm like 100% okay with that. Even if it hurts me for a time being, because that shift can hurt or bothers me, I can now move through that pain a lot faster than I was able to move through it in the past. And I can also move through it in a healthy way without jumping on to the next thing and becoming codependent. You can keep things in a safe, healthy perspective when you just constantly maintain that system of checks and balances within yourself. and you know who you are. Because I know who I am. I know what I bring into the situation. I also am aware of what flaws, what weaknesses I bring. That's also important. Know your flaws. Know the areas where you're messing up. Know the areas where you could step up. Know where your weaknesses are. That's just as important as knowing your strengths. But I will tell you this, knowing my weaknesses has in no way shaken my level of self-love. Knowing my weaknesses has in no way made me devalue myself anymore. In the past, it did. So I urge you and I encourage you to speak on it. You know, speak with grace, speak with love in your heart, speak with kindness. You know, it's not about just being out here saying anything any old kind of way. Make sure when you speak that your timing is appropriate. There's so many things to consider when we go to discuss sensitive topics with other people. But I encourage you to speak on it because it's important. You know, it will reaffirm you and it will validate you. All right. And don't make it all about their reaction, because the people in my life, I have found they're either going to defend themselves tooth and nail to the death of it, flip it around and make it about you, or just completely be silent. Right. How do people respond? Silence and violence. So they can become explosive, maybe try to gaslight you. Or they might try to just shut down, you know, because they don't know what to say, or because they're caught off guard, or maybe they just flat out disagree. And respect that. Respect those disagreements. And if the relationship, whether it's romantic or not, can't be salvaged past that point, then make that decision from there. But I don't think you can even make sound decisions without opening the door and having those tough conversations, right? Otherwise, you're just sitting there spinning your wheels, upset, or just feeling some type of way. And even if you're not feeling some type of way, sometimes you're just in a dead-end, unproductive relationship. Like maybe it's an unproductive, dead-end friendship that has run its course, or maybe it's an unproductive romantic relationship, or maybe it's a family relationship that's just really unhealthy for you and stagnant. I've had that too. So have the conversation, open the door, have the dialogue, show up for yourself. And that's a part of showing up for yourself, is speaking your mind. Okay. So I hope that you guys stay safe, stay healthy, wash your hands, wear a mask, try to practice social distancing during the second surge. I'm seeing a lot of people that I know go through COVID, all recovering, thank goodness. But, you know, it's a hard time. So give yourself that grace and space, right, to move through the situation as best you can. And write your thoughts down before you approach things that are difficult. That's my last tip. Write it down first, you know, to create some little bullet points, clear your thoughts together, and know what you want from the situation when you go into it. And what you should want from the situation should not be resting on a person's response or their reaction. It should have everything to do with you. So have a good night. I hope you have an amazing weekend. I hope you're off on Election Day, because we're off. So going to have a little bit of an extra break next week. And I'm sending you all so much love and so many positive vibes and prayers for you and your family. We got this. We're going to get through this one day at a time. Okay? Much love. Bye.